The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we know the fulfillment of our hope, the joy of our belief, the foundation of our faith, that Jesus Christ, who died, has risen from the dead. And this calls out to the world to believe, to have hope, to trust in the Lord, that he is the fulfillment of our lives. Yet before us, in our time, in our age, as it has been in all ages, there's a question before us. As we peer into the empty tomb, do we believe? We do not have the blessings of seeing the risen Lord, as the apostles did later. So the question calls out to us from the ages, do we believe that Jesus is risen from the dead, that he has overcome death, that he is the fulfillment of our lives? In the apostles and the disciples, starting with Mary Magdalene, we see it has already transformed their lives. An unexpected revelation of the Lord after a time of confusion, difficulty, and trials, passing through the passion in which they despaired. not unlike what many of you have been through, perhaps in this COVID time, perhaps with other illnesses that people are passing through, with wars and difficulties in different places in the world, and so much more suffering than we have here. So that question still calls out to us, do we believe? If we live in that belief of the joy of the resurrection, that Jesus has fulfilled his promises, that he would rise from the dead and overcome sin and death, we have a foundation that nothing can shake. Even if more difficult challenges, wars come here, great recessions, difficulties, the foundation that Jesus is risen can overcome all things. This is the answer of God to the depressions and anxieties of the world. This is the psychology of the Lord, filling in what is lacking in our humanity that has been lost after sin. This is the light that overcomes the darkness. And this is the word that should be preached in the end of the world. That Jesus is the answer to our questions. That we can reach out and touch the Lord as he comes to us in the Eucharist. We can peer upon him as Mary Magdalene did. We can receive him into ourselves. We can receive his mercy and his love, even if we've fallen into depression, terrible sin, being far away from God. The Lord calls out. He goes into the realm of the dead and raises up those followers of the Lord to the heavenly realities. And he calls down to us in the depths of our despair and difficulties, calling to raise you up into grace in his mercy. This is the foundation of our faith. The foundation that Jesus died for us, for our salvation and the salvation of the whole world. That the world has been crying out and moaning and groaning with so many sins, abuses, wars, sadness and depression, crying out for an answer. The answer is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fulfillment of that cross in the resurrection of our Lord. The great mass, the great offering of our Lord that goes throughout all of history, which includes all the martyrs of all times who died for Christ, all those who suffered witnessing to him, and the innocent ones, the Christians the Lord has taken into him in his mystical body. All these are raised up with the Lord today. But it is a calling for us to firmly put in our hearts, in our minds, and to meditate on this throughout the year. That the resurrection of Jesus is not just for today. That the resurrection of Jesus is a way of living. As we descend into his death in the waters of baptism and rise with him, this is a recollection that we are called to live with him, to live life abundantly, to live in hope that his promises will be fulfilled, to live the resurrection until he calls us to our judgment in the hope of the resurrection for those who die in the state of grace with the Lord. Let us then live today the glory and the joy of the resurrection, and let it flow through the rest of the year to be a river of life-giving love that founds us and feeds us throughout the whole of the year. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.